Hey everyone, welcome to our podcast, Sustainability, The Green Game. This podcast is brought to you by Bring Back Green Foundation. It is an initiative trying to resolve the climate crisis through active engagement of youth communities. This is your host, Shahla, along with Akhilesh, the co-founder of Bring Back Green Foundation.
In this podcast, we discuss about humanity's war on climate change, aka the Green Game. We dive deep into curated topics and try to analyze solutions on various climate and social issues. So stay tuned and enjoy the path to discovery of a new world.
The best way to solve the population crisis is through implementing the concept of sustainability. The concept of sustainability says to use or utilize resources that are provided by the earth indefinitely. The examples for such resources are solar, wind, or tidal energy. In this episode, we'll be trying to understand why population growth matters and how it is related to climate change.
Did you know that 214 million women in lower-income countries says that they want the ability to choose whether and when to become pregnant, but they lack the necessary access to contraception, resulting in some 74 million unintended pregnancies each year. This need not only persists in lower-income countries, but also in well-developed countries like USA, which has about 45% of unintended pregnancies.
There are multiple success stories in which family planning helped reduce the population across the world. For example, Iran in 1990 implemented one of the most successful attempts on family planning. This mission was completely voluntary, involved religious leaders, educated the public, and promoted free access to contraceptives. And as a result, the fertility rates halved in just one decade.
And also in Bangladesh, average birth rates fell from 6 children in 1980s to 2 now, as the door-to-door approach pioneered at the Matlab Hospital. These success stories shows that family planning requires social reinforcement. For example, radio, television, and other social platforms can be used in places to shift perceptions of what is right or normal.
Now let's talk about the impact of population growth on climate. One of the main reasons for the need of intervention on population growth is because of the unequal distribution of resources among society. When there is more people on the planet, resources deplete rapidly, resulting in deforestation and loss of biodiversity. Population growth results in increase of greenhouse gases such as CO2 emissions. Let's visualize this in a small example. Just in the 20th century, when the population increased fourfold, the CO2 emissions across the world increased 12-fold. Today, one of our major concerns is the inequality existing in between the share of resources among the world. People in developed countries require comparatively more resources than people in developing or underdeveloped countries. Just as an example, let's consider the case of US. With just 5% of the global population, it produces around 25% of the global CO2 emissions. Now this creates a problem with population growth. While population grows more in developing countries, they get less access to resources, and countries with lesser population get more or unequal access to the same resources. Another major concern that we should be focused on is what will happen if the population grows out of control and resources are not available to everybody. In this scenario, I can draw examples from the situation of how Italy dealt with coronavirus. The current outbreak of COVID-19 has made a significant damage on Italy's healthcare system. The system nearly collapsed. With less resources and more patients to treat, the situation became uncontrollable. This led to the need for taking decisions on who gets the treatment and who doesn't. If overpopulation occurs, the world will be thrown into a similar situation. The people in power would have to decide who gets the resources and who doesn't.
To revere human life, it is necessary to ensure a viable, vibrant home for all. Honoring the dignity of women and children through family planning is not about the centralized governments forcing policies on birth rate control, nor it is about the agencies or activists in rich countries where emissions are highest and telling people elsewhere to stop having children. But rather, it is most essentially about the freedom and opportunities for women and recognition of basic human rights. We hope you enjoyed this episode. For more information on sustainability and how you can start a change, follow us on Instagram at bbg.initiative and visit our website bringbackgreen.com. Tune into our next episode. Until then, stay safe, stay green.